Good evening, Bashan, and welcome to Bashan High School and playoff basketball. Tonight, the Pirates are taking on the East Jefferson Rivals in a district playoff game where the loser is out. I'm John Yates, along with Kent Tuman. We'll be bringing you all the action as Reese Carlton and Stuart Dow step into the circle for the tip-off. Well, Kent, what do you think?
Well, so we've played this team twice before, and we beat them fairly handily both times, once at home and once at their place. And, you know, we should win this game.
Yep.
But crazy things happen in the playoffs. Sometimes people go, everything changes in the playoffs.
That's
they've
right.
They've also had two chances to play us, so maybe they've scouted us a little bit or understand us a little bit better.
So Pirates working with the ball in their early offensive set here. Reese Carlton takes first three of the game. That's a bit dead.
Yeah,
Reese Carlton starts
and
off.
Again, it's a beautiful. That's the third game in a row that he's hit his first shot from the top of the key.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing because we need him, and we need him to play strong.
Yep. Yep. Now Lorenzo McLeese hits a fall-away jumper from about 15 feet out. 3-2
on the baseline there.
Yeah, right on the baseline.
Yeah, those are tough shots, but everybody loves those shots.
Yep. And now Tuman into the lane from pass from Ben Larson. Put the ball up. It was blocked.
Yeah,
Tuman
he kind of went up in between two guys, and they kind of held the ball.
Yep.
And it was almost a held ball, like a jump ball. But
right.
I don't think he got fouled.
Yeah. And now that's Michael Petta going into the lane. And Petta last time caused a problem for the Pirates. He's pretty quick. And he's tricky under the basket there. He's got some nice moves in the key.
Yeah.
So Pirates are going to have to try and shut him down now. Oh, Julian Tuman with a shot right under the basket and no one on him.
Yep. he went too fast and he went right over everything and didn't, he broke the cardinal rule, which is what? He used the backboard.
That's
right.
Yeah, he did use the glass.
And it just went right over everything. So, all right. So, kind of an ugly start right now, hopefully.
Yeah. Ace Johnson just hit a 3-4. but now Julian Tuman answers with a 3 of his own.
Best way to make it back. Best way to earn it back is with a 3. And they're so easy, aren't they? When
yeah.
they go in, they're
right.
so easy. You don't have to do anything. It's
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah.
Now McLean's hit the 3 of his own. So,
yeah.
going back and forth, 6-8.
Jefferson's feeling good right now, and right now they're playing better than I've seen them the last few times we've played them. So.
Yeah, they're starting out good.
Yep.
And I don't remember Stuart Dow, 21 playing.
And that's beautiful. So that was Maxwell Delgado Williams. That's the first three I've seen him shoot in about 5 games.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't shoot a whole lot.
No, and you know, part of it is he's uncomfortable with his shot because they worked on altering his shot this year.
Okay.
And so he's very uncomfortable shooting, and it turns out he's got a good shot. That's a charge.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there. Michael Petta working his magic in the key, but that time just runs into Maxwell Delgado Williams and knocks him over and gets called for the charge.
Yeah, and if you remember, Maxwell Delgado Williams has missed most of his free throws lately, and it has to do with him apparently altering his shot, which I thought he always had a pretty good shot. When he played with us, I think in eighth grade, he hit 5 threes in one game, and so he has the ability.
Finn Hawkins takes a 3 from the corner, misses. Petta on the rebound for the Rivals. Petta bringing the ball to the floor, into the key, behind the back, but loses the handle. Now Ben Larson takes. Ben's going to go all the way down, but ball is knocked away by Cadian Guzman, who caught up with Ben and knocked the ball out of bounds.
And then, with that steal, and I love Ben Larson, I'm not sure he should be taking it coast to coast.
But he tried.
He sure tried and got the ball back. Hawkins with a shot. And a little bit quick shot, but that's the baseline out of bounds play, and it's intended to set up a shot there.
Yeah.
And so he did what he was supposed to.
Right.
Beautiful hands by Tuman.
Yeah.
Gets the steal.
Got the Pirates working with the ball after the steal. Now, Reese Carlton taking another three. There
pretty.
He goes.
Way out. That was just pretty. You could see some level of confidence and relaxation when he put that shot up. It felt good. It felt good from here.
Yep. So 12-8 now, Pirates. Got Guzman. No, it's McLeese taking a 3 from the corner. Misses everything. Pirates
misses everything. Just lands in Carlton's hands on the backside of the rim.
Maxwell pulling up, taking a shot from the elbow, but misses. Rebound by McLeese. That's Guzman on the rebound. Guzman taking it all the way in.
Like
he's going to get called for
a
travel. Yeah.
He was trying to get a Euro step. He was too far away from the hoop for a layup, and he ended up landing on that off leg. And that is an unforced error. And we love those when we're the beneficiary.
Take all we could get.
Yeah. We love getting the ball by doing nothing, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
High post to Larkin now. Going to give it back to Kuhn, and Julian's going to take the three. Rims off. Guzman on the rebound for the rivals. Going to bring up the floor himself down to the corner, going baseline. Can't get there, but hits Dow coming to the hoop. Dow misses the slam and hangs on the rim and interferes with his own shot. So the refs wave it off.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, that was unexpected. I think he's taller than we think. He's 6'4", 6'5", and he goes up down the lane, and he's going for a dunk.
Yeah,
kind of missed the dunk and ended up swinging on the rim.
Yeah.
And they got what they call a technical? They didn't
it was interference with his own shot. The ball was still on the rim.
And now here's Reed Stromberg with another shot up from the
point. Pirates get the rebound.
And good ball movement.
Reed Carlton with
it. Now four out of the five guys have touched the ball. They've moved it around again. Kuhn puts the shot up. We could see it right from where we were, right the direction. I could see it was a little bit inside.
Yep. Ace Johnson with the ball.
Uh-oh.
Rivals Petta going baseline. Gets the pass to Johnson. Able to reverse it up off the glass and in.
That's a mistake on defense. That means you're not looking around. You're not aware of who's in what position. And that means that was a lost man. That was somebody not watching.
Right. And there's no excuse for that. Especially at this stage. We should always be watching our guys.
Finn Hawkins with the ball. Near side wing going to take a three. Rims off. Dow on the rebound.
Yeah, it looks like this spot is cold right now.
We
can watch it. It's a direct line we have from the shooter to the hoop.
Yeah.
You can see when they're off.
Kind of gives you an appreciation of how difficult it is to make a three.
Yeah. Guzman now working with the ball over to McLeese. Down low to Dow. Dow has to come loose. Turns around. Shot from the elbow. And he hits a tie in the game. So that's Stuart Dow. He didn't play in the game that I saw here in Vashon last time.
I think he played in one game at Lee.
Okay.
And,
he's a good ball player.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. He's tall. And
okay, another beautiful play here. And they get Kuhn in on the block. He's cutting under. And he put a quick shot up and made an easy layup, which was beautiful because he actually had two guys guarding him.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
And these guys are on fire right now.
Yeah, McLeese has hit the three, giving the rivals the lead 15-14. There's a foul on the floor.
It's going against Reese Carlton of the Pirates.
So rivals are going to get the possession.
So that's a weird call. So they get the 3 points, and they get the ball back under our basket, which is pretty crazy. So this could be a 5 to 6 point possibility.
Right.
For the rivals.
Inbound Ace Johnson. McLeese is going to take a three. Oh, halfway down, ripped out. Petta on the rebound. On the putback. Misses it. But hits the rebound on the back. Actually, that's Austin Hammer on that.
And it went through Ben Larson's hand and then bounced back. So this is actually their fourth retry.
Yeah.
Fourth opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's a steal by Kuhn. And
a beautiful
glass.
Take.
Yeah.
A beautiful take. So he takes inside. I'm proud of him for taking that. He tends to dish it, get rid of it, not get responsibility. It looks like he's taking some of the initiative into his hands right now because, you know, this is another one of those games where I don't think that the rivals will sustain their shooting percentage, which is about 80% right now.
Oh, yeah, they're hitting some great shots. That was just McLeese, just a little floater in the lane, giving the rivals the lead back by one, 16-17, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Now, got Maxwell Delgado Williams going baseline. Ball comes loose. McLeese picks it up, going all the way down. Misses a rebound. Kuhn for the Pirates. Long pass up the floor to Delgado Williams. Maxwell into the key. Going to give it off to Kuhn. Julian. Oh, down low to Ben Larson. Has it blocked by Guzman.
Yeah, so these are the ones, you know, you got to convert those or at least get the foul or something. There were four guys to one. They kept passing the ball around. They ended up putting a bad shot up. And you know what? You score in 3 to 5 seconds, or you pull it out and you run the offense. That's what I say.
Down McLeese to the hoop, up off the glass, misses the rim.
Larson
on rebound. Vince coming all the way up the floor. Oh, he ball faked, lays it in. Ball faked Ace Johnson on the pass.
And,
And anything I said about Ben Larson taking the ball coast to coast, I take it back because that was the right choice.
But, yeah. But the difference was he wasn't going like a bat out of hell and out of control.
Yep.
He was going down tentative, keeping an eye out for his buddies and for the defense, and then he made the right read, which was to attack the hoop at the end. So,
but he had that nice ball fake because he was going into, like he was going to pass it.
Yeah.
Ace Johnson kind of stepped off, maybe like trying to intercept, and Ben was able to get to the hoop and score it as time ran out in the quarter.
So it was a beautiful controlled shot, and I have no problem with Ben Larson taking those controlled shots. It's if we're, you know, and it's not just Ben, but a lot of guys on our team when, you know, we have these fast breaks, because honestly, that's something that that Coach Sears doesn't practice that much. You know, he's such a controlled offensive-minded coach that he rarely, you know, they don't. He doesn't stress the fast break, and it looks like we've been getting a bunch of them lately.
Yeah,
but I can kind of see that they're a little bit confused about where their positions are, because you should be at least 10 feet apart.
Yeah,
and you should be, you know, a couple feet behind the ball handler. So the rule is 10 and 2, so you're 10 feet apart and two feet behind. And so when you're two guys coming down, that's how it is. When you have three guys going down, you have 20 feet apart. And they're not quite, and then you have a trail, and they haven't quite been doing that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, let's see.
Ball's back in. Rivals have the ball.
Make sure it sounds like fading in and out just a little bit.
Okay.
So after the break, we're going to have Abe Johnson
on the
carry.
That was a carry.
So it's unforced turnover, and Pirates will get the ball.
He brought that ball way up over his head in a big circle.
Yep. Yeah, starting the second quarter for the Pirates are Julian Tooman, Maxwell Delgado Williams, Finn Hawkins, Reese Stromberg, and Ben Larson. So, now Delgado Williams into the key, throws up a shot. Oh,
yes.
Hangs on the rim. Looks like it was going to come out and just fall through the hoop.
Yep, so it was kind of a jump hook.
He
attacked the paint and then put up kind of a jump hook, and it bounced around. And here's Maxwell Delgado Williams with another great rebound. I love that they turn. They're paying attention. I'd like better if they found somebody to box out first.
Now, Stromberg takes three. Misses Ben Larson on the rebound, but turns right into Stewart Dow. We got a jump ball on the floor, so it's going to be Pirate possession.
Which is amazing. You know, these are the things that Ben Larson does for team. He's really responsible for a bunch of wins just because of the things he does. This is an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
So now we get a second chance at a shot.
Yep.
And unfortunately, the ball flips out of Tooman's hands.
Yeah,
that drives me nuts.
Yeah,
so he was trying to fake, and now he comes back and he takes the charge. So he made up that call.
Yep.
And but it frustrates me when we get second chances at baskets and third chances, and we don't make those points, because those are bonus points, and that stretches our lead. And I'm hoping that run we've just seen from the Rivals may be the one and only run, right?
Yeah, Pirates work with the ball. Ben Larson reverses his
look at Ben using the drop
stat. Yeah, this is a shot. Pirates leading 20-17 with 6:35 to go in the second. Now we got a three put up by the Rivals. Austin Hammer there to get
shot.
The rebound. Yeah,
crazy
this
shot.
His foot back. Pirates on the rebound.
Yeah, it's an interesting team because it's a team made up of three schools.
Because
is it two schools?
Yeah, two becoming four channels.
Yep. So they're too small individually to field teams, so they put two teams together.
Yeah,
so we have Reese Carlton put it up.
Yep.
And
Ben Larson knocked it out of bounds, so it goes over to the Rivals.
The omnipresent Ben Larson, no matter what, he's involved in the ball. When it comes off of the ring, he's involved if it's offense or defense, but usually offense. He's getting a ton of those.
Yeah. So Reese Carlton is back in for the Pirates. Delgado Williams is still in there. So Troy Brown is now in for the Rivals. Brown down in the near side corner is going to dribble out, try to get it down low to McLeese. McLeese is going to fade away jumper from about 10 feet out. Hits it.
Yeah, hits it. It was a little bit of an awkward shot. I didn't expect it to go in.
Yeah.
Not sure he expected it to go in.
Yeah, he didn't fully face the basket.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, ball comes into Finn Hawkins through the key.
Beautiful, absolutely.
Floats it up and in from about 5 feet out.
Yeah, I just love that curl pattern. He curls into the middle about
3 feet away from the hoop. He gets hit with the ball and gets up there and makes a great shot.
Yep.
And now Delgado Williams gets the rebound, and he, yeah, this is, Delgado Williams has always done this behind-the-back dribble ever since about fourth grade, and I've always cringed whenever he did that. Because usually it's done when he doesn't need to.
Oh, it was a beautiful move by Ben Larson. He should have gone in.
Quick fight finishes.
Yep. He made a good a kind of a circular pattern around the hoop and then went up with his left right hand. And I think that was one of those surprise, I'm wide open.
So Rivals working with the ball against the Pirate zone here. Toby Fulton to the hoop, going to kick it out to Troy Brown, but there's a foul on the floor. It's going to go against one of the Pirates. Not too many fouls called this game with 4:41 to go in the second quarter.
That's against Ben Larson, and that was kind of, you know, he was playing good defense, and, and the offensive player kind of threw his back into him. He was actually throwing the ball back
to the
corner.
He was in the air and throwing the ball.
And he pushed Ben, but unfortunately Ben got the call.
Yep. So now, ball comes loose.
Here's a steal.
Inlet.
Beautiful.
Picks it up. Julian all the way down to the hoop. Oh, and we're going to have an offensive foul. Austin Hammer took it for the Rivals.
And
it was.
And he made the 2 points that, unfortunately, they don't count on player control fouls.
Yeah.
So a little bit of indecision. On the plus side of that, I like that he's looking to score. Too often he's been trying to dish off that ball and loses the ball. And I'd rather an attack to the hoop and pick up the foul. And that one just happened to be player control.
So the Rivals working with the ball. Number 3 out there for the Rivals. We don't have his name on the roster. Gets down low to Austin Hammer. Austin Hammer, he had 2 different colored shoes, 1 red, 1 blue. Remember him from the last game.
That's right.
He was McLeese hit the big 3.
Yeah,
tying the score with 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, and Bashaw needs to be careful here. I so worry about these type of games where you beat this team twice. They have nothing to lose. We're expected to win.
Playing hard.
They're playing hard. They come here to win. They don't want their season to be over because this is a one-and-done game.
Yep. And now a lot of contact under the basket for Delgado Williams, but no call. Rivals come up with it. Troy Brown to the hoop. He misses. Hammer comes in, gets the rebound, kicks it over to Toby Fulton. Fulton working against Reed Stromberg. Stromberg partially blocked.
Yeah, and you see how he got that rebound because everybody had their back turned and nobody was finding men to box out.
Yep.
So he just walked in without a body on him, and that's frustrating. Beautiful pass.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, nice ball fake by Truman.
Yeah, and he didn't need it. And I think that's why I heard you groan a little bit because he didn't need it. But, you know, I love those fakes because they usually work and it was effective.
And it did. Yeah, the defense went right by him, and he had a clear shot at the basket. 24-22 Pirates. 3 minutes to go in the first half.
And that's a 3-pointer that's blocked. Long it's a steal to Reed Stromberg, who does not miss.
Yep.
He does not miss. I love this. I love this forward play. I love looking down court and that hitting that streaking guy. Those are such as bonus points.
Yeah.
Right? They give you 2-3 seconds it takes you to get up 2 more points. And then you're right back on defense. Beautiful thing. And good heads-up play, looking down court, makes such a difference.
So, coach for I don't have the coach's name for the Rivals, but he just took a full timeout. I think getting the players settled with about 2:51 to go in the first half. Pirates up by 4 now, 26-22. 3 team fouls on the Pirates, 2 on the Rivals. So not a lot of fouls being called. We've seen that lately. The referees have been really allowing the players to play. Not many fouls called in these games this year.
Yeah, and I mean, and honestly, on this game, I don't think they've missed any.
No, really. I wouldn't say that they have.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get some refs that are whistle happy, or sometimes you get refs that want to have the attention on themselves, and they make too many calls.
Yeah,
I think they're calling it about right this time.
Yeah,
game so far.
And this is a good crew. That, you know, I recognize 2 of the 3 refs, and they've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
they call good games.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And, you know, there's a rating system for referees.
Yeah.
And a standings as well. So you could be the top referee in this division. And so, and you can also fall. So they do get graded. They do get evaluated. And so games back in play.
Yep. got Toby Fulton with the ball for the Rivals. A little bit far from basket. He's going to get it off to McLeese, near side wing. Back out to Brown. He's going to dribble down into the corner, then back out over to McLeese on the elbow. McLeese wants to turn and shoot. He does. Off the glass. Another sort of out-balance shot that he can hit.
I think he's just playing out of his mind right now. Everything. He's one of those kids. I don't know how many times we've seen it this year. Everything he puts up.
Now steal by the Rivals. Got to Michael Pettit with it into the key, and Pettit goes in. He's going to get called for an offensive
and
foul.
It was definitely an offensive foul. He lost track of the ball and literally at his head, just between between his legs, trying to catch up with the ball. He just ran into two, and he was just standing there.
Yeah, so that's Pettit's second foul of the game, 13 foul.
Yeah, but it's, sloppy play. It's sloppy play. We're giving the ball away too many times.
It's
sloppy. I mean, there's no excuse for that at this time. Be smart. They're in a 2-3 zone, and we know how to play zones. We got two big men right now, two high posts, and all they do is alternate. And this is just beautiful play.
Yeah,
I love big man to big man. They're doing exactly what they have to do. It's so simple. They just go from point to point. They go from 1 point. Free throw line, 1 point there to the baseline. They just keep rotating until somebody's open. Beautiful.
Yeah, Troy Brown with a slick move in the key didn't score, but went behind the back in traffic and put the ball up but missed. Rebound by the Pirates. Now Tooman takes a three far side corner. Rebound Reese Carlton, but he steps on the end line.
It's a crazy thing with Reese. It must be those giant size 14 feet, but somehow, if he's anywhere near the sideline or the baseline, he's going to get his pinky toe over. It happens so frequently.
Yeah.
We should get smaller shoes or something like that.
Curl your toes in.
Yeah.
Now Pettit into the key, reverses pivot, up off the glass.
Oh, boy. That is a bailout, but I remember him making
crazy
pivot moves. Yeah.
He's got good in the key, in traffic moves, and so they got to be ready for that because he's kind of quick on that spin.
Yeah, it's almost his signature move, and it's so surprising because kind of at this level you don't expect anyone to be doing that. He's done it several times, and usually he finishes.
Yeah.
I think last game he scored a pile of shots with some crazy inside moves like that.
Yeah, he did. So Pettit was rewarded with two free throws, hits one of the two. Pirates still leading by three, 28-25, with a minute 12 to go in the half. And so Pirates have the ball. Tooman's going to trot up the court. Into the front court with the ball now.
A minute left in the first half.
Yeah, out high to Larson. Over to bad pass by Ben. Picked off by Michael Pettit. Pettit into the key, up off the glass. Kind of threw it into the bottom of the backboard.
Yeah, so we've got an advantage because Pettit is down on his back there, but now he gets back.
Yeah, now he's up and down.
Those shots drive me nuts. Yeah. We get the ball. So it's kind of a partial shot by Reese Carlton there. Now they're going to be on their four across.
Yep.
Up by on the free throw line. Free throw line extended.
Ball
and there's
went
a
out
shot
of bounds.
For Reese Carlton. Looks like he fired that off a little bit fast.
Yep. Now Pettit gets the rebound up the floor.
Yeah, and that's the risk with Pettit.
Now
we got a 3-on-2 or a 2
oh,
on
there we go. Maxwell Delgado Williams going coast to coast.
Yeah.
Off the left side of the key, lays up with the right hand, is fouled with the and one after the score.
He's playing with a little bit of rage tonight.
Yeah.
He's got something to prove, it looks like.
He was flying up the floor with that
flying up the court, made the decision to attack the hoop, and he went from the left side with his right hand, and he got fouled. So he gets to shoot a free throw here. Now, Maxwell's really struggled with free throws this year, so hopefully he'll get one.
That's going to be everything.
Yeah. So that one didn't even hit the rim. It was a good foot short of it. And that's the thing. That's why he hasn't been shooting so much this year. They've been working on his shot. It seems like it's a little bit late to work on that shot. It's kind of messed with him and subsequently messed with his confidence.
So the Rivals working with the ball with 13 seconds to go on the game clock. Shot clock is off. McLeese has it. They're Guzman had downloaded the cleats. Now the ball comes loose. Pirates pick it up with three seconds.
And this is a dream shot.
There it is. Oh, it was in line, but just a little bit short by Guzman.
Yeah, they did get in front of him, so he had to alter his shot.
Yep.
And he launched one up. But that's the dream shot. Every kid wants to shoot that half-court shot.
Right, as time is running out.
Time is running out, and better yet, if we're losing by one or two, and then we win with a crazy shot like that. But anytime one of those shots goes in, it's fun.
Yeah. So as we go into halftime, the Pirates are leading by 5, 30-25, but it is a tight game. The Rivals really have come to play tonight. Good ball players looking good, and, you know, Pirates are going to have to come out. What do you think Coach Sears says to him in the locker room?
You know, he's going to say, listen, guys, you're the better team out here. It doesn't mean you can be overconfident. Be confident, but don't be overconfident. We need to play our game.
Yep.
We need to move that ball around. If we keep pressuring them, they're not going to be making the shots like they were making early in the first half. They just won't sustain that pace. And we have to play good defense. We have to box out. And we need to get all those rebounds and then have a controlled offense. So they got this game.
Yeah.
They got this game. The Rivals are kind of all out right here, right now.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, taking risks, taking shots they wouldn't necessarily be taking.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They got pretty lucky with a bunch of shots there, and I don't think that's going to continue.
Yeah. Coach, you know, I don't know the Rivals players that well, but Stuart Dow, it seems to me like he's a ball player.
Yep.
He hasn't played as much as I thought he would. I mean, he's big, tall, you know, lanky kid. And
he's a kid that had the dunk attempt.
Yeah, he had the dunk attempt.
Yeah. But he also had a beautiful mid-range shot.
Yeah.
Everything about it was correct. His position up high, all of those things.
But just you know, just the ability to rebound. He's the tallest kid on the court, so,
right?
You know,
he's
athletic,
and he hasn't gotten a lot of rebounds.
Yeah.
Which is the funny thing. He's not a big kid. He's not really wide.
No,
and maybe that has some effect. But you know, what I'd like to see is us boxing out better, because you know, ever since they're kids, you try to teach kids to box out, and you know, they turn, and everybody turns and looks at the shot when it goes up.
Yeah.
And when they're wasting time, they should find their man and then just get a body on him and box him out, especially on defense. And there's just no excuse to have four guys under the hoop and then one of the opposing players gets the ball. That makes no sense at all. It means that you're all standing there staring, gawking,
right,
like goofballs, instead of doing your job, which is finding a man in your area and keeping him out of the key.
Yeah. So I think with that, folks, we have about 7 minutes before the second half starts. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to thank the voice of Vashon for getting us on the air and all the Pirate Sports on the air that Dan Schuler and the crew at Voice of Vashon provide for our community. So thanks, Dan. Thanks for getting us on the air tonight in this playoff game. And we'll be back in about 7 minutes. Remember, everyone, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Welcome back, Vashon, to the voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball, as the Pirates are playing in the district playoff or in a loser-out competition against the East Jefferson Rivals. We're just resuming the second half. Both teams are out on the floor. The Rivals get the possession to start the second half. And here we go, Kent. It's, you know, it's go time for the Pirates.
Yep. And again, this is Cleef, who's been hitting like crazy.
Yep.
And I was just talking about that. This is not his norm. And I think the danger for the Rivals is he's going to keep shooting, and he's just not going to maintain that shooting pace.
Yeah, I hope that the locker room cooled him off in the second half, because he was hitting a lot,
and he's hitting them off the backboard. Tooman,
there we go, Julian Tooman, right off the bat, hits a three.
And it's a great way to start.
Yeah.
This is time to really extend that lead and not let them not look back. You know, we so frequently take this breather.
That Teta.
he loves the spin.
He does. I know. Every time.
And it's lightning quick. It's a backspin, and then he puts up a layup and he makes it. And man, it's a heck of a. You know, that's a tough. It's a tough thing to defend.
Yeah.
If he does it so frequently, you just wait for him over in that position where he's going to end up.
Right. Finn Hawkins on the foul. Teta hits the and one, so brings 33-28 now. still a 5-point differential. Pirates working with the ball on their half of the court. Finn Hawkins with a far side wing, looking for a little help, finally dribbles out of trouble. Going to give it off to Reese Carlton. It's going to take a three. Oh, halfway down and out.
Yeah, that's a shame. I would have liked that to go down.
Yeah.
They're in their five-wide offense now, which is, I guess they must have switched to man offense or man defense.
I'll see what the rivals are doing.
Yeah, Guzman with the ball, going to give it down to Peta. Peta trying to get into the key, but Reese
Carlton.
Yeah,
Reese Carlton's not getting
it. Now McLean's taking a three and hits it.
Right. I guess the locker room didn't cool him off.
I guess he didn't cool off. And, man, it's kind of an awkward shot. It's almost a push.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost a push.
No arc to it. And but he's going in. I still contend that he's not going to maintain that shooting percentage here.
Yep. Well, only a couple minutes gone in the second half. Oh. Now we have a feed into Finn Hawkins, and he misses it. Goes back up, gets his own rebound in. Stewart Dow blocks the shot, goes out of bounds, and over to the rival.
No excuse for that. This is a lack of concentration. He is wide open under the hoop, and he just needs to turn and finish. And there's a level of calmness and relaxing. You need to get excited right now because if we lose this game, you know, that's it, guys.
That's the season.
Yeah.
Now Peta into the lane, going to give it off to Dow. Dow too far under the basket, comes up and under, but misses the shot, rebound, Finn Hawkins. And good defense by the Pirates on Dow as he tried to get up and under, beneath the basket. Finn Hawkins with the ball down, Pirates into the court. Reese Carlton near side wing with it, going to drive into the key and kick it out to Hawkins. Thought he was going to go up with it. Now Hawkins with the hoop, lays it up and in, misses, rebound, Ben Larson.
That should have been a foul.
I think he finally been a foul.
Yeah. That would be on the Cleese, I believe. So Ben Larson had the inside position on Cleese.
Yeah.
Or was it Guzman?
It's Guzman. It was Guzman.
And this would have been the classic over-the-back foul in the old days, which in these days we just call a push.
Right.
So we get another opportunity to shoot here, and we need to score. And another beautiful pass, and then a launch, which drives me crazy.
And a miss.
So a launch and a miss with the ball right under the basket. Ben Larson Schumann steals the ball now, going down the court and off the pull up. And let's get a good shot off, guys. That's what I want to see.
There we go. Well, Delgado Williams just went to the hoop, tried to lay it in with a finger roll, but doesn't score, but gets the call and going to the line for two.
Yeah, he was definitely hacked. Yeah. He went up against Guzman, and Guzman's the bigger player. Maxwell Delgado may be the quicker player, and he just descended on his wrist with the
Maxwell hit that free throw.
Yeah.
After missing everything on the first shot.
And he's good now. He's going to hit the second one now. He's just warming up.
Second ball is away, and you're right.
He found them both. He's actually relearning to shoot free throws while he's shooting free throws.
Like you say, it's a little bit late in his career.
Yeah.
A senior.
But we'll take every point he makes.
Yep. Oh,
and,
no.
And I'll tell you, it's the Reese Carlton thing. Steal, and then, Carlton loses the handle, and then Guzman got the ball for an easy layup. So, those things drive me nuts. Those are those kind of plays.
I think Carlton dribbled it off his foot or something.
Yes, he did,
Now Ben Larson with the hoop lays it up and in. Oh, ball pops out of the rim, rebound, McLeese going to give it off to Guzman.
And another beautiful, he could have dunked, he was up that high. Another great attack, right to the hoop, and then this is McLeese just put up another three.
Yep.
We're winning the rebound war. We got Reed Stromberg.
There we go, Reed Stromberg bearing a three on the feed from Maxwell Delgado Williams.
Yeah, from a beautiful rebound by Maxwell Delgado Williams.
Yep.
So we're getting a lot of offensive and defensive rebounds. I would like those defensive rebounds. And there's Peta trying so hard to put it up. And I think they had the wrong call here. I think that ball actually went off Ben Larson.
I thought it went off Peta.
They awarded it to Vachon, and I'm not going to argue either way. And maybe that's just the angle that I had.
Yeah. Well, Peta, he was working hard trying to get to the hoop.
I think
it was partially blocked by Larson.
I think Peta is one of those flashy players that when it's working, it's really flashy and effective, but when it's not working, there's a lot of turnovers.
Now, the Pirates working with the ball. Oh, it comes in to Reese Carlton, knocked away by one of the rivals, picked up by Austin Hammer. Going to give it off to Guzman in the front court. Guzman pulls up, takes the three. It's going to be short.
Out of bounds,
and so over to the Pirates.
And this is what I'm talking about, is that that shooting percentage, you know, it just can't sustain itself. And so that was a good shot, and it hit nothing. Air ball, and here's Reed Stromberg putting up a great
other one,
and that kid can hit, and we know that.
So we've
got so many great shooters on this team, and we've got a bonus on Maxwell Delgado Williams, who's hitting some threes this game too. But we've got three really solid shooters right now.
The Pirates leading 41-33 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. McLeese working with the ball now. He's going to give it off to Guzman. Guzman wants the baseline, but Carlton won't give it to him.
And they're running out of time.
And now,
7 seconds.
There we go.
They still have the ball. It goes off of Reed Stromberg's hands off into the baseline. It's out of bounds. So, but they only have 6 seconds to go to get a shot off here. So defense is key. Vachon has to play great defense.
Yep.
And communicate, because they're going to have to rush a shot, so let's not foul. And this is a cool play.
They got that done in 6 seconds.
Yep, that's one of those plays where you, the forgotten man. And
Ben Larson! Whoa!
So I think Ben Larson's a little upset about missing some of those layups.
Yeah.
So he went in and created his own
layup.
And it was kind of a Euro step with a big looping. He looped that ball over his head and threw two defenders and made a beautiful layup.
Well, he ball faked like he was going to pass it out onto the wing.
That's what
to
it
one
was.
Of the shooters, and so one of the defenders stepped that way, which gave Ben the inside step, and he was just able to lay it in. So
that was cool.
And
it was the finish. You know, I used to holler at these guys all the time about finishing their layups. Like hit your layups.
Yeah,
force them to shoot layups in practice, you know, 100 layups each side, or we would warm up with 100 layups. If you missed one, we went back to zero. And sometimes I double it to 200, you know, and if they didn't hit it, we'd spend the whole practice shooting layups.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it helped at all, but they knew that we like to have a lot of layups made, not missed.
Right.
And it's really a lack of concentration on those shots. It's just a lack of concentration. You hurry, you throw that ball in the general area. No, it's a shot. You got to look for that spot, kiss it off the backboard.
So after the timeout, the Rivals will get the inbound pass with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Pirates up 10, 43-33. Guzman with the ball now. He's going to dribble near side wing, look down low to Dow, knocked away by Stromberg. But I think we're going to have a foul going against Finn Hawkins on the far side.
I don't even know why he threw that pass, because
that was on Stromberg.
That's crazy. He was
fronting Dow. I don't understand how he even could have fouled him.
And the foul was called from behind. It was the referee that was way behind, so I don't see how he could have seen that.
Yeah, maybe he got the wrong number.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And as payback goes, it's a fast break.
Dow blocking the lay-in by Finn Hawkins.
Schumann brought the ball down the midline and dished it to Hawkins, who decided to go up against the tallest, most athletic kid on the court and got his shot blocked.
Yeah. Probably should have given it back to Schumann.
That's
Dow
what I
would have
done.
There.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Because it was 2-on-1.
Yep.
You got to take advantage of those things.
So, Rivals missed a shot. Ball was going out of bounds. Ben Larson kind of flew into the sideline and threw the ball off one of the Rivals. The only thing he could do to save it for the Pirates. Now the Pirates will get the possession with a minute 36 to go. Still a 10-point lead.
Yeah, and that is one of his hallmark plays, going out of bounds. It's been very effective. And, all right, so we got the ball. We've got a minute 26.
Shot by Reed Stromberg. Stromberg hit his third three in a row.
Yeah, huge shot. And we need those so badly here.
Yep.
Because, you know, when they think that the opposing team thinks that they have a chance to win, they start making crazy shots.
Yep.
That was
Hammer.
That's
Austin Hammer went to the hoop and
he did a cool fake.
Yeah.
It was a high fake and then he drove to the hoop.
Pirates with the ball now. Ben Larson, near side wing, out high to Stromberg. Stromberg going to take another three. Rims off. Why and Ben not? Larson on the rebound. Has the putback. Misses the putback. And Osner.
Yeah. And it's
Stewart now.
He did the hard part. He went up and he got the offensive rebound. He pulled it down and then he went back up.
Yep.
Uncontested layup and missed it.
Yeah.
Drives you nuts. That's a charge.
There we go.
Yeah.
McLeese would like the call. He's got a 6.
He was getting guarded really close and then out on the wing. And what he did is he put down his shoulder and he actually shoved, gave him kind of the chicken arm, the chicken wing, and shoved Maxwell Delgado off.
Uh-oh.
And fell back.
McLeese said something to the referee. He did not look happy after that call. He just got teed up.
Yeah, and you get the frustration. I mean, he's kind of playing the game of his life tonight. He's put up a lot of shots, a lot of shots he didn't expect to go in. He was hitting a bunch. He probably had 15, 16 points.
He's hit a lot of shots.
So he's feeling good. He's feeling like he should get more opportunities at shooting. And so, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing is that they're guarding him pretty tight.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So after the technical, we had Reese Carlton shooting free throws. He hits one of two, and Pirates get the possession. Carlton will take it out. We got Delgado, Williams, Hawkins, Stromberg, and Larson on the floor for Vachon.
Yeah, and this is one of those stealing minutes for Tooman. So Tooman's on the bench trying to get some rest. Oh, that's beautiful. It needs to go in.
They
made a beautiful pass to Reed Stromberg. He made a sweeping layup. It bounced around at the top. And then guess who got the offensive rebound again?
Ben Larson.
Ben Larson. And this time didn't decide to go up. And so now we're running a play, which is beautiful. 5 seconds to go. And it's a tough shot by Maxwell Delgado.
Yeah,
he drove hard to the right, and he ended up. And this is kind of this classic where you attack and you have a defender in your way, so you end up too far away from the hoop for a layup, and it's kind of a launch. And there's ways to get around that. You know, you need to get your shoulders down ahead of the defender, and you need to aim for the hoop. You need to not aim for. You need to not aim to get away from the defensive players. You need to go towards the hole and pick up the foul if you need to, or spin, or kick. But those are tough. They happen all the time. Everybody does them.
Yep.
You're going for a layup, and you get too much distance from the hoop, and you have to kind of launch. But you had to do it. There was time running out. 5 seconds. Yeah.
And you got it. Yeah. So with heading into the fourth quarter at the quarter break, Pirates are up 47-33. And coming out on the floor for the Pirates after the intermission is Tooman, Larson, Delgado, Williams, Finn Hawkins, and Reed Stromberg. And Reese Carlson sitting down. Pirates only have a six-man rotation now with Sawyer Ranney out for the season after a knee injury, which is unfortunate for Vachon.
Yeah.
And but 14-point lead now starting the fourth quarter, and hopefully the Pirates can maintain the...
And they're filling in well. Mostly Ben Larson is playing five now, and he's doing really a great job.
Yep.
That's a beautiful play. Another missed layup, which drives me nuts. But that was a set play with Maxwell Delgado coming hard around the top of the key, into the key, got a nice key, and then missed the layup. So, I don't know. We're up to 6 or 7 missed layups now. And then that drives me nuts. And, I mean, ones that should have gone in. If you're contested and somebody's, you know, you're off balance or something, but these are all...
And now we got Larson going into the lane. Finn Hawkins just got called for a technical. Not sure what he did. He must have said something, but Ben Larson went up for the shot. I think it was partially blocked. I don't think it was a foul.
I agree.
Rivals ended up with the ball, and then Finn Hawkins said something, obviously.
Yeah, and he said something to the ref, and the rule is, as a referee, is if you say, you know, that was, you know, this game sucks or this ball game. But when it gets personal and says that you made the wrong call, that's an automatic key.
Yep.
And so he must have said something like, you missed that call.
Yeah. So Finn Hawkins comes off and Reese Carlton comes back in. That is the nameless rival, number three. Unfortunately, we don't have his.
We can describe him.
Yes. He hit both free throws on the technical.
He's tall, thin. He's wearing one leg tight.
Yeah. The other one's bare.
The other one's bare. And that's about it. They're really similar. Tall, thin, good looking kid. Got pink shoes on.
And now got Troy Brown into the lay-in. He misses, so we're gonna have the ball went off the glass, doesn't hit the rim, so shot clock violation. Ball goes over to the Pirates. So 47-35 with 6:44 to go in the game. Pirates are leading. Pirates unforced error. Looks like Delgado Williams and Julian Tooman miscommunicated on the pass. So rivals will take it. Ace Johnson with the ball now. Back over to Troy Brown. Now we've got one of the rivals going to the hoop. There's a foul on the floor before the shot, and it's going to be on Julian Tooman. Push off. Something was going on there. I'm not sure. I didn't see what happened, Kent.
It looked like he ended up on his butt.
Yeah.
I think they called a hand check on him or illegal use of hands. I'm not sure. I wasn't watching it either.
Yeah.
So that the kid that just shot the ball, number three, and I must have stepped out of bounds. But it's a nice shot. He's number three. This is actually Cash Holmes.
Oh, that's Cash Holmes. There he's down. Yeah, okay, down at the bottom. Yeah, and Cash Holmes played the last game, too, and I remember him. He's a good ball player.
Hard to miss, hard to forget that name. We got some pretty clever names.
They do.
On the team. Michael Petta, Austin Hammer, who's a personal favorite. Cadian Guzman, I remember him for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorenzo McLeese, Stuart Dow. They got some great names on this team.
Yep, good ball players. So with 6:18 to go, we have a timeout on the floor taken by the rivals. Pirates up by 12, 47-35.
Yeah, we're in good position. Again, you know, like I say, the luck has run out on the rivals on these crazy shots. So now they're putting some desperate shots up, which is also dangerous, you know, because they're not that far out of this game. They get a couple of, and one. By driving crazy drives to the hoop that happen to go in, and then maybe they'll hit a couple of threes and change the momentum. But I expect they're going to do a lot of crazy stuff. So they got a real interesting lineup now.
Yeah.
They pick out all their big guys. I think these are all shooters. Oh, they're here to foul. They're here to foul. So looks like he put young quick team in, and they're going to harass the heck out of our players.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't make mistakes, and because they're playing a pressure deep, and that was almost a throwaway.
By Reese Stromberg.
Yeah, that was trying to pass to Reese, who took his eye off the ball.
Yeah. And so Reese Carlton, as he goes into the key, gets clotheslined.
Yeah, but I mean, the defense is effective, right?
Yeah,
you can see they're playing out of sorts right now, and they just shouldn't. You know, you need to make them pay if they're going to.
Yeah.
And this is the fun play that we play. Baseline out of bounds play where they just cross and you just pass to the guy at the post. And a little bit unwarranted shot there by Ben Larson again.
Rivals with the ball, Fulton with it.
Yeah.
Kind of a crazy shot, just like what you were saying.
You don't have your shooters in here right now. These guys, their job is just to create chaos.
Yeah.
And they're being fairly effective at it.
Yeah.
What our team needs to do is relax and use a lot of fakes and use a lot of misdirection for these guys because they're trying hard to get the ball, and that means that you can go backdoor cuts, fake passes, fake shots. That's how you're going to take care of these because they're playing really uptight here.
Yeah,
is what they're doing, which is honestly is a lousy man defense because it makes you terribly susceptible to backdoor passes.
Yeah. Yep,
but that's what they're doing, and this is exactly what you're supposed to do. So that was an absolutely beautiful play by Maxwell Delgado. If they play up close to you, you blow by them, and that's exactly what he did.
Look at Troy Brown taking three, missing everything.
Yeah,
Carlton on the rebound.
Yeah, it's just pure desperation right now.
Oh gosh, Julian Tooman went in. I think Troy Brown drew the foul. Tooman's shoe came off. He's still down. He is, he's back up. Okay.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah, I think it was kind of one of those knee to knee. And then
Brown's still down. Oh, yeah.
He's down there checking on him.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a trainer. So
the coach is coming out. Yeah.
And our trainer will come in and have a look at it.
Yeah.
But it was a heck of a collision. They were both in the air, and I think there was some knee-to-knee contact. I've never seen a shoe get blown off.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yeah.
That was my own son's shoe get blown off, and he's limping.
Brown's up now, so he's limping off, too, under his own power, so that's good.
Yeah,
you don't want to see anybody hurt.
No, absolutely not, and they're both trying hard, and you can't blame them for that.
So we're going to have, I guess that was the...
So
that must have been a shooting foul, so Julian Tooman will go to the line for two. That was the seventh team foul on the Rivals now. Brown's second foul of the game.
Yeah, so that was an interesting replacement of players because they're all back now to your original starters. So I think he kind of got some of his sophomore and maybe freshman players out there just to get a feel of it and create some havoc. And then he's pulled them all out again. So, and they did. They, you know, it was chaotic there for a second.
Yeah, it was.
And including almost an injury on two guys. But they're actually both of those kids, Tooman and Brown, are both, I think, starters. Or Brown may be a sixth man, but he plays significantly.
Yeah, he's in there a lot.
Yeah.
So Tooman misses the first of his two free throws. Pirates still up by 14, 49-35 with 4:55 to go in the game.
Yeah, and you know, you think if your knee hurts, then you're thinking about your knee more than about your technique and getting it in. But he'll make this one.
Yeah,
he doesn't like missing free throws.
So ball is away, and you're right, Dad.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So that's called timeout by Sears there, Coach Sears?
I think so. No. That's a 30-second timeout. That's all I got. I'm not sure who called that.
Yeah. So... Pirates up by 15 now.
Yeah, 4:55 left on the clock, so they should be able to, you know, skate through this one at this point. You just can't make crazy errors.
Right.
Can't let them get hot. You got to play good defense. You got to get stops, and you got to get smart shots on offense.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of there, the bubble has popped a little bit on the rival side, so I'm not sure they're going to be hitting a lot of crazy threes or, you know, bank threes or that kind of stuff right now. But they are going to be trying hard.
So Pirates are going to have, after timeout, Hawkins, Stromberg, Tooman, Larson, and Delgado Williams on the floor. The Rivals have Dow, Ace Johnson, but Cash Holmes is still in, McLeese, and Aiden Stepanski.
He's wearing number 23, a very famous number. All-time leading scorer in the NBA now.
Yeah.
So McLeese puts up another three, and it was off the mark.
Ball gets off the rim and goes out of bounds before anyone can touch it, so it goes over to Vachon.
Yep, and Guzman looks like he's coming back in as well.
Yep.
They do have their height in there, and they have most of their starters in there. And it's do or die for the Rivals right now.
Right. With about 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game, Julian Tooman into front court. Far side wing to Delgado Williams. Pirates are probably going to take their time now and look for a really good shot before they take one. Just trying to work some time off the clock and get down to 10 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah.
Now inside to Hawkins. Hawkins up off the glass with some English misses. Dow on the rebound.
Yeah, and that was that same beautiful play, that kind of curl pattern into the middle. And that was a tougher shot there.
There you go. McLeese just hits the three.
Yeah.
That's what you don't want to have.
That's exactly what you don't want to have.
Yeah.
A quick three. They took no time off the clock.
35
seconds. Got a shot up and it went in. So
50-38, Pirates up by 12. Now working with the ball down low to Larson. Larson working against Dow, giving up about a foot to Dow. And now we get Finn Hawkins taking a three and burying it.
And that was almost a foul, too, because it looked like his hand got hit. So that could have been a four-point play.
Yeah.
Crazy shot there.
Yeah, by Ace Johnson.
But he's trying hard. And, they're not wasting time there. Whoever gets the ball, it's open season to fire away.
Yeah, there you go. Pirates are going to take their time.
Yep. in a way, it's kind of fun to be in that position.
Oh, and now Dallas steals the ball, but we have a whistle on the floor. Not sure what the call is. Now, I guess it's going against the rival.
Yeah,
it's going against McLeese.
Yeah, so the reason that ball didn't reach its destination is that his arm was fouled when he threw the ball.
Mm.
But what are they? 1-1 Yeah, they're in 1-1
It's
eighth foul. So
yeah, McLeese is fourth of the game.
Yeah.
So 3:06 to go in the game. Pirates up by 15. Reed Stromberg takes a shot.
Boy, that's a pretty shot.
Yeah, it is. Nice rotation.
Everything about it is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, from the toes to the ankles to the knees to the hips to the shoulders to the follow-through. Beautiful shot.
So Reed lines up the next one. Hits that one as well. So,
absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. Stromberg comes off. Yeah, it is. There he goes. Just allow him to shoot free throws.
Yep.
And three-pointers.
Yep.
So Carlton back into the game for the Pirates. Stromberg off. Got Guzman with the ball. Going to give it off to McLeese. McLeese is going to throw up a three. He's looking good there for a moment, but rims off, and Delgado Williams on the rebound for the Pirates. 2:50 to go in the game.
Yeah, we need to get every defensive rebound right now.
Yep. Oh, now a steal by Dow. Hawkinson sees him stand there as he's trying to hit Larson on the inside. Now Dow all the way down the court, up and in. So Stuart Dow is a nice take to the hoop. Yes. Like you say, they're gonna whoever gets the ball is gonna take it.
Open season.
Just go. Yeah.
Just go, try to get the foul, shoot the three wherever you are, and get it up fast and get back on defense.
Delgado Williams into the key, gonna kick it over to Hawkins. Hawkins is gonna take three, but blocked by Guzman. However, Delgado Williams is right there to pick the ball up again, and now as he goes into the hoop, there's a mass buggy, no whistle. Delgado Williams is down. The ball goes out of bounds. Not sure what they're going to call.
He threw it out of bounds onto the back of the backboard. So the rival, I think it was Pettit, who got the ball. I'm not sure who.
Which one of them was.
That's Andy Stepanski. He got the ball out of bounds and threw it back in bounds, but it hit the back of the backboard. So.
Yeah, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Reese Carlton throws it up, misses. Ben Larson on the rebound, though.
Yeah.
So.
Beautiful.
Two minutes to go.
And this is Ben Larson. Yeah, we didn't put a shot back up, but we have a second chance at it, and we use the clock. Here's Reese Carlson almost lost the ball.
Yep. Pirates coming down to 10 seconds on the shot clock, minute 43 on the game clock. And the Pirates a long ways from the hoop now. Cuban with it down to Carlton. Carlton's going to take it from the far side corner. Rims off. Guzman picks it up. Going to bring it up the floor. Take it down into the key, going up against Stromberg. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Guzman. Was that Tooman who took the...
All right.
Julian Tooman takes the offensive charge
and
Guzman.
And the beating. he's been beat up a lot.
He might need the ice bath.
That's the third offensive foul.
Yeah.
He's gotten tonight, so... You know, we used to practice those things with a lot of cheering. when you take the offensive or the player control foul, all your buddies are supposed to cheer like crazy because you stood there and took the hit.
Yeah.
So, but we're in really good shape here right now. So we're ahead by 15, 40-55 with a 129, 129 left in the game. So all we need to do is use up clock. We really don't even need to get a shot up. Just play good defense. Even though it'd be fun to get a shot at, 30-second shot clock. So
yep. So Tooman getting a little instruction from the sideline, brings it into front court, over to Reese Carlton. Carlton's going to throw up a three, misses, follows his own shot. Delgado Williams fortunately picks up the ball for the basket.
And shouldn't have shot that shot.
Yeah.
You know, it took 2 seconds off of the clock. Let's use it up to at least 20 seconds. It looks like all the freshman replacements are coming in, the JV guys, which is cool. It's kind of the victory formation when all these guys come in.
And now Reese Carlton to the hoop, and he goes in, gets his arm held. So he's going to go to the free throw line, taking two with 55 seconds to go in the game. And this will, like say, allow the subs to get in here.
Yep, and I just saw one of the moms looking down at her boy going in and saying, I could read her lips, she said, my baby. it's great for them.
Yep.
And,
there's a great cheer for all the guys coming off, the starters that really played their guts out, all season.
Yep.
This is so cool.
This is their last home game.
And we're officially going to district to, well, not officially yet. We're 55 seconds away from that.
And we were in the same game last year and lost the game. We played against Cascade Christian and lost, and so we were out. And this is really cool. So we have a minimum of two more games coming up.
Yep. So Reese Carlton has both of his free throws, and on the court for the Pirates now, we're going to have Owen Cauley, Nolan Castro, Jackson Tracy, and Charlie Walker.
Yep.
With Ben Hawkins, the only starter left.
Yep, and I think he cleared the bench.
I think he did, too. Yeah, he doesn't have a deep bench.
Everybody gets in tonight.
Yep. So we got Charlie Walker getting a foul right off the bat.
He's in the book.
You're right, yeah.
And Owen Cauley. The ball
goes in, left-handed layup, misses. Oh, Charlie Walker comes down, tries to get the rebound, but knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, and you could see that the defender was ready to just wallop him.
Yeah.
So Owen Cauley took a
freshman, but
fortuitous route to put a layup off.
But he's fast. He came flying out of that pack, stole that ball, and made it down the court.
He's a good player. He's going to be a really good player in the future.
Now we got Michael Pettit hit the three for the Rivals.
23 seconds left.
Shot clock is off.
All right, we shouldn't put up a shot here. It's the right thing to do, the sportsmanship thing to do.
But I think these kids are going to want to shoot. No, they're playing keep away. They should do.
Yep.
He's just going to run the clock out. I mean, Owen Cauley dying to shoot. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and that's just dribble it out. We are officially done.
All right.
In district.
Yep. Pirates take this game tonight, 57-43, over the East Jefferson Rivals. And nice job for Coach Sears and all the kids on the Vachon team to continue on. Now they will go to district playing Seattle Christian Monday night in the double elimination. So Seattle Christian, who Vachon lost to earlier in the week by one. You know, I don't know if this works well for Seattle Christian or not, Kent. They're going to have a week off. Pirates have played two games in that week since they played Seattle Christian. So sometimes it can help with the legs. Sometimes it kind of reduces sort of the ability to be sharp, I guess.
Yep.
And so,
yep. And those two games against Seattle Christian were really close games. One was by 1 point, and the other was lost by 2 points. And so fine-tune adjustments can win those games.
Yeah.
Win this game on Tuesday. This is a completely winnable game. And not to mention, we have not yet won to Seattle Christian in the last several years. And we have all the ability to do that this year. So this should be a real good game.
Yeah, yeah. So with that, folks, we will hopefully be on the air Monday night. We're not sure yet. We will find out and then let everybody know. But please stay tuned. And if you can't, if Voice of Vachon can't get us on the air, then please go to the game. It's at Mount Tahoma High School in Tacoma, which isn't too far from the ferry dock. It's an easy drive. And, boy, we'd like to see all the support we can get for the Pirates out there.
Yeah, this is huge. It's playoffs. It doesn't get better than this.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Really, really exciting. Need a lot of support.
Yeah, yeah. And with that, I want to thank the Voice of Vachon and Dan Shula for getting us on the air tonight. Voice of Vachon can be heard worldwide on the web at voiceofvachon.org. Or if you're just on Vachon Island, at 101.9 on the FM dial. So great job, Voice of Vachon. Thanks for bringing us Pirate Sports. And hopefully we'll see you Monday night. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.